it's Leslyn Keith here again with another Research Update Flash Briefing. I'm the Director of Research and President of the Board for the Lipedema Project. I like to keep you abreast of the latest research of relevance to lipedema with these flash briefings. Today, I'd like to tell you about a paper by Samantha Connolly. Dr. Connolly is Assistant Professor of Psychology at Harvard Medical School Department of Psychiatry and a clinical psychologist in the VA Boston healthcare system. The paper is entitled, Does Lipedema Mimic Pregnancy? And it was published in the journal Wounds International in 2022. Several people, actually, including Catherine Seo at the Lipedema Project, asked me to review this article, and I'm glad they did. I think you'll find it very interesting. So the purpose of this paper was it was a review paper. It wanted to examine lower body fat storage and the strong resistance to burning fat that occurs naturally during pregnancy. The author then asks if the hormonal dysregulation that occurs in lipedema is similar to what women experience naturally with pregnancy. So first she looks at fat storage and pregnancy. So she discusses lower body fat storage actually in girls and women, and fat storage and lower body resistance to losing fat in the lower body seen during pregnancy happen to be key characteristics of lipedema. Girls and women have more subcutaneous fat in general and more fat deposits specifically to the hips and the buttocks than do boys and men. And this difference is usually accentuated at puberty and with pregnancy. A typical pattern for fat storage and burning during pregnancy is fat storage in the early and mid course of pregnancy and fat burning in the late stages. We also see increased levels of estrogen, progesterone, and insulin in the early stages of pregnancy. All of these hormones function to promote fat storage and block fat burning. Other hormones of interest are catecholamines. These are hormones such as adrenaline that are released in response to stress and induce the body to burn fat. An interesting fact that she brings up is that during pregnancy, the fat cells on a woman's hips, buttocks, and thighs are virtually unresponsive to this fat burning hormone. So in other words, if you have a stress situation and you let off adrenaline and it's going to seek fat in your body to burn so you can have immediate energy, it's going to seek that fat anywhere else. But if it tries to get it from your fat and hips, it will be completely unresponsive if you are pregnant. This may be a protective mechanism to ensure that the mother and developing fetus will have needed nourishment even in the event of a famine. It turns out that fat is particularly important for fetal brain development and is thus a rich source of needed fat during late stages of pregnancy and during lactation after birth when this fat starts burning. Because past research has found in large fat cells in the thighs and abdomen of women with lipedema compared to healthy controls and also in women who are pregnant versus those who weren't, Dr. Connolly suggests it would be interesting to compare fat tissue from pregnant women to those who have lipedema. So next, she looks at a hormone called prolactin. She